Welcome to Wolf Dan's Saturday Set, the season finale of the best show on television, King Zone. Let's dig in one last time, son.
Let's do it. Let's knock this one over, and then you're going on a nice, well-earned vacation. I'm sitting here just churning away, chugging, grinding.
What about you, Fizz?
I'm saving up for a trip to Japan, mate. That's my next vacation.
Snowboarding with the boys?
Yeah, going to take the family over.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, well, we'll crash back down to earth a little bit because no Group 1 racing this weekend, but we've got a great little meeting up at Ipswich. And we'll give it our attention. We've got three races we're going to look at, and we're also going to look at one race from Randwick. Let's start with the Ipswich Cup. Let's bring the market up. There it is. So, look, it's a very open field. No superstars amongst it, but there is a winner there, and let's try and work out who it is.
Let's have a look. So the King Zone's launched. So let's get the screens up for the King Zone and have a look at the selections there. So every race, every day, there's going to be top four selections. So we have got an official tip there, which is Diablo Bolt. So let me just talk about Diablo first. Third up into this race, I think, is the perfect prep. Going to 21.50, which really suits. The weight, 58.5 down to 54. I love, especially over journey horses that can get down in the weight. So that's a 4.5 kilo drop, which is pretty big. Runs the trip out. Ladbrokes are keen delay. I saw they were $7 earlier. Six I just saw on the screen before. Okay. I've got a rated price there of $5. Ooh. Still an overlay and is an official tip. Oh. And the reason why it's an official tip is because of that prep. I really love third up. I think he's ready to peak. Behind that, I put in Poetic Drama for second, rated price of $7.50. Then Raff Attack at $11 and Felix the Cat $11 as well. All those three horses are down in the weights. Let's just go to the next screen, which I put together from the King Zone, which shows it's a race analysis screen, which identifies the top six metrics. So it's a real snapshot of the race. So I won't go through everything because you can read it there, but the race pressure, 2100, we've got a race pressure of average. So it's not so relevant in this race because it's an average, but you'll get race pressures that are very slow, very fast. So it's matching those horses up. The CSW rating, class speed weight, it's an old school class rating. Then we go to the bullet price, which is the overlays, the value, which are the top three picks there. Mm. Cam is a great one. It's a new rating that I've got. It's a class acceleration, cruising acceleration metric. Oof. Which puts those two numbers together to form the CAM, which is a great tool there as well. Mm. I'll go into that more in depth later. You've got your form factors, which are the same as what are on AI, but there's a lot more in there than what there used to be. Mm. And race strength as well, which is my own class metric. You'll see there, Miss Jolene's, I've got top pick on race strength at 95. So that means Miss Jolene has been racing in the best class of races, but you'll notice that I haven't got Miss Jolene in my top four. Mm. The reason for that is the high weights, which I talked about as well. So Miss Jolene, while the class is there, she's not in the top four. So what the selections do are beautifully marry up all the different factors into the big mixing pot and comes out mixed up with value as well as the top four.
Because every race is different, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you don't care about numbers, you don't want to think about numbers, just look at those top four selections.
And King Zone, how's the take-up and the feedback been of the King Zone?
Been enormous. Been free for the last week. It's free to sign up as well from tomorrow. Go to theking.zone and get into it and check it out.
Okay, fantastic. Hey, Fizz, what do you got to add to this Ipswich Cup, mate?
Yeah, hard race, Ipswich Cup, but I think King's nailed it. I thought Diablo Bolt, third up, and it was the tempo in the race at last start looked unsuitable to Diablo Bolt, and it was going as good as any. It did run fourth, but I think it was a blanket finish. So I think you'll find with a little bit more tempo and a good draw, Diablo Bolt's the horse to beat. I did have Warp Speed and Poetic Drama just behind it. Poetic Drama was held up last start and could give you a good sight if it gets out late but does get back in its races, and again, the same with Warp Speed. Probably get back from barrier 12 and doesn't win out of turn. So not a big bet.
So you're against the favourites there up in the weights as well. Osmosis, we haven't even talked about there as well.
Osmosis. No, I didn't find one or four in that race. So,
Fair enough. All right, let's move to the eyeliner. We could call it a Stradbroke Consolation. And I've got a replay to show us. Let's watch Warney. So this was in the Morton Cup, Fizzer. I remember you in the den saying you're pretty impressed. It's in the Faulkner Park colours, the black and white checks, orange cap. Going to savage the line nice and hard. It's going to be favourite in the eyeliner. I think it's dual nominated. Is that
scratched out of Randwick?
Okay, so well, that's good to know. So it's definitely going to run in the eyeliner.
Yep.
Pretty strong form there. I might start with you, Fizz. What did you make of the eyeliner?
Yeah, well, it didn't actually come out top pick on mine, but it was equal top pick. So, look, Warnie, it does look the clear bet in this race. If you're someone who watches replays and thinks, well, it's up to 1350, it looks to get a better run in transit this time in for the fact that it got way back out of its ground last start. This time in from barrier three, I think they'll sit a bit closer. So, look, I have had a bet in this race. I took 280 Warnie because I did think it was the horse to beat, and I took $15 the 14 Devastate. It's a horse that has cost me a bit of money over the last few years, Devastate, because it runs a lot of placings. But first up into this, should get the lead by itself, and at Ipswich, that's not a disadvantage. So I thought those two at those sorts of prices were good enough bets for me. So 280 and $15, I thought, why not? I was in, and the only third pick I had was number 13, Swiss Exile, which doesn't win out of turn either, but it's about a $15 shot as well.
When the Mars Stable decide to run it in the eyeliner as opposed to the Civic Insignia, does that increase your confidence? Because they'd do their form. They wouldn't
It increased my confidence on another one in Sydney. So I couldn't split a couple in Sydney in that race, Warnie being one of them.
Yep.
And I was very happy that they went to Ipswich.
You're referring to Hedley Grange, which we're going to talk about later.
Okay. Exactly.
All right, outstanding. Kingzone, the eyeliner.
Yeah, the eyeliner. Great race. I just want to talk a little bit about Ipswich track pattern. So 1350 metres and less, it definitely is an advantage to be on pace.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wouldn't be scared to draw horses, to back horses that are drawn out wide, especially if they can get cover and they often take off and are in the finish. So I'm a bit against Fizz here, and I'm a bit against the favourite here, Warnie. I thought that 280 was quite short. I'm actually with Ladbrokes. The best around is 250 or 260, and they're leading the way at 280. So unusually, I agree with them. Why is the weight rise going up to 58 kilos? I think first up 53, second up about 55, goes up to 58. Also, barrier three, going to need a little bit of luck in that big field from barrier three. I think it can be quite an awkward barrier.
Mm-hmm.
The price, giving a lot of horses weight and the luck it's going to need in the run is why I'm against it. Where's the value then if I'm against Warnie? I think I've at the price Warnie around that $3.60 mark. So I still got a favourite, but it just seems a bit too short. There wasn't a huge amount. There's a bit of a pack behind them. The two horses that interest me were, tell me if I'm not pronouncing this right, Zydarki. Is that right?
Zydarki.
What have I written? Got too far back last start against War Machine. Going to sit a little bit closer. I think that that was a bit of a run in preparation for this eyeliner. And a really interesting horse as well, number 7, Metal Art. 1,000 metres going to 1350.
Mm-hmm.
Drawn wide, which I just spoke about, which you can get covered. I don't mind that. 13 starts for 7 wins. 3 runs at the distance for 1 win and 2 seconds as well. I think he's pretty good value.
It's a market mover.
Oh, it is a market. Yeah, someone's come in and knocked the price off already. They don't let you breathe anymore. But those are the two. I thought they were better value than the favourite Warnie, but not a race I'm really keen to get involved in.
Sweet as. Let's keep rolling. We're going to go to the Gay Waterhouse. It's for fillies and mares. Maybe a last chance for some of these horses to get into the Tats Tiara next week. They need to be pretty good, though. We're going to look at Gerringong. It's John Singleton in – it's a Gay Waterhouse horse, actually – in the John Singleton blue with the white sash. It's about to come through really strongly here. Cosmic Fire wins the race. It's out in front now. We got Coleman too trucking up for third. So it's a pretty strong form line. There it is there going into second. Hits the line strongly.
Drew wide and got back, which is probably going to be the case on Saturday.
All right, there's the market. It has come up as favourite. Regan Bayless Rise, take it away, Kingzone.
I've got Gerringong, the horse to beat, priced at around the same as what it is right now. Am I desperate to back Gerringong? I definitely wouldn't back Gerringong early because from barrier 14, Regan Bayless will go back again, I would imagine, try and get cover. A lot of the what Gerringong starts will be track bias dependent. If it's very hard to make ground, Gerringong could start $4. And if the inside's off, Gerringong is definitely the horse to be on. So I'd wait on the price. But looks a really progressive horse. 5 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds. Definitely the the horse to beat there. I had a bunch of them for second and third. Kazoo, Midnight in Tokyo, and also number 10, Navy on the Highway. But, yeah, not once again, not a race I'm that keen to bet in.
Fizz?
Yeah, I like Kings. I think Gerringong might drift a little bit. It was a big run just then against the bias. That was the leaderish day again. Mm. There's been a lot of leaders tracks, even though they're off the fence. It's been quite leaderish lately up in Queensland. So, look, Gerringong came out top pick on my form. Do I want to back it? Not really. Three-year-old filly against the older horses with the barrier 14 to contend with. Like King's talked about, a little bit of advantage to horses on speed at Ipswich. So, for me, look, not a betting race. Gerringong did come out top pick. Cigar Flick came out second pick on my form now. Cigar Flick's another one that definitely doesn't win out a turn but can run some cracking splits late. So it's sort of the horse that I'd have something on if I had to at the double figure odds. And I had two Ruffies, Memoria, number 11 and number 14, Heroic Miss, which are both, I think, over 20 to 1 as my next few. So, look, no betting race. Wait and see what's happening.
Hard to bet track. Early in a race like this, though, isn't it, when the favourite's drawn wide and going to go back and you don't know what the track's
doing? That's right.
Sweet. We're going to go to headquarters. Randwick. We haven't been to Randwick for a while. We've got the Civic Stakes, 1,400-metre race for the sprinters / horses moving up to middle distance. I've got a replay. Headley Grange. So there it is, locked away in the orange.
An official Saturday set.
It's just going to be the biggest tragedy beaten. Look at this. Oh, my goodness. And you're on it for the Saturday set, Kings.
650.
It just can't. It's not going to win. Hang on a second. Here we go. Gets clean air and just goes whooshka. Pretty impressive. Beautiful win in the end. Let's watch it through the line then. Let's bring the market up and have a look at what it all means. And I think we might have to take out Warnie. So let's assume Warnie's, well, we know Warnie's out.
Warnie's gone.
So Headley Grange, what does it come into? 280 or something like
that?
No,
he was 350.
About 180, they'll bring it into our good friends at Ladbrokes. They'll bring it into 180. No, probably about, I don't know, 290,
it's $3.
Fitz, what do you think? Okay. I know I heard a little bit of Headley talk earlier when I walked in the office.
Yeah,
so
look,
take it away.
I was waiting for Warnie to come out. I was hoping it would come out and it did. Headley Grange, I think the way that that race panned out and the way it hit the line after being held up, I was more than happy to go again. Yep. It's a type of horse that, look at its form up there, 1-2-2/1.
Good horse.
Look, it holds its form when it's there. Yep. The way it won, I was impressed.
Yeah.
It did have a good run in transit, but I think it'll get that exact same run in this race. So for me, pretty keen to back it, and it's an official Saturday set.
Whoa,
for me
it's official.
Week. And I thought there was only one danger, the 21 Riken. On if you want to go and watch its start, last start, it was pretty impressive up in Brisbane. It ran fourth, but it sat four wide, no cover the whole way.
Mm.
And I think it's the danger. So I'm Headley Grange from Raikkonen. I am backing both, but I'm just tipping Headley Grange for the Saturday set.
What about Cool Jake? He was a Saturday set tip not long ago. We've given it life. It was very disappointing.
Jakey was disappointing.
It's not
Jakey.
As wet as what it once was. It's a bit of a heavy tracker. Cool Jakey doesn't really get its own way in front in this race.
It's a hard race to tipping because Raikkonen and I do agree with you, Fitz. It was an enormous run up at Doomben in its fifth emergency.
Yep.
So I'm not sure if it's going to get – I know there's a few scratchings, obviously, but I think there's two or three, and it's fifth emergency, so I'm not sure if it's going to run. I thought Headley Grange was the horse to beat, but was a little bit short in the market. I thought you may get a little bit better. The horse that interests me a little bit was Bases Loaded. It hasn't run since October in the Silver Eagle.
Mm.
Four trials for Gay and Adrian. Looks to have quite a bit of ability, Bases Loaded. So if you see the money coming for Bases – I could definitely be on it. If it starts 20-1, it probably won't win, obviously. But, yeah, that's an interesting one. So I thought there was three hopes, Headley from Raikkonen and then Bases Loaded, but not a race I'm keen to get that involved in.
This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes has you covered for Stradbroke season with the app being packed with all the best punting tools so you can own winter. And if you want the ultimate social betting experience, check out Mates Mode where you can chat, share and bet with your crew. We've even got our own Wolf Den Mates Mode group going. So jump in and join the fun using the code UPTHEDEN25. Get around Mates Mode and go and download the Ladbrokes app today.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Let's keep rolling with your Saturday set, please.
You talking about my officials?
That's it. Let's
okay.
do it.
Okay. Ipswich Race 7, number 8, the Ipswich Cup Diabolo. Then I got two more. Let's get over to Flemington Race 5, number 16, a horse that I have tipped in the past, Synchro.
Mm-hmm.
It's an emergency as well, second emergency, but should get a run. There's one scratching already. Michael Hickmont's taken Synchro over to Victoria. I love it when he does that. Should lead again. No wait for Jayla Kennedy. Should go straight to the front. Was running good numbers in Adelaide. And got the money last time, was an official as well. So let's hope we can go two from two. I think it's an early bet. You can get $5 at the moment. I think it's a good price. I'd take it. The other one, which I'm matching up with Fizzy in this one, is do we match up Synchro as well, Fitz?
Yeah, two
bets. Oh, you beauty. So two matchups. The other one's Morpheville Race 6, the 4, Beauty Bound, which is $7 at the moment. No luck at all last start. Gets back to a suitable distance of 1,050. Looks great value. I'll let Fitz talk about it more. So those are my three officials.
Fizz, can I get your official Saturday set?
Sure, mate. No worries. Ramwick Race 9, number 13, Headley Grange, we talked about just a second ago. I'm going to go to Flemington Race 1, number 2, a horse called Observer. Went straight to the front last start, and I think it'll do similar this time in. It'll start pretty short, but I think hopefully we can get the cash there.
Yep.
Flemington Race 5, number 16, King's talked about Synchro. I agree with him. I think it'll go to the front, and with no weight, be very hard to catch. Then Morpheville Race 6, number 4, Beauty Bound. This horse was 4 wide last start, given no real hope over 1,200, had to go back and then tried to make ground down the centre, which was hard to do that day. I think this race suits better with a bit more speed on in front and dropping back to 1,050 metres. So I think we've got to wait to bet on this one because there might be a couple of horses come out.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to backing it at some stage. And then I like a Morpheville Race 7, number 14, a horse called Sakala. To have one start for one win, but I like the way it sat wide and ran over the top of a horse and went away sort of hands and heels. I was quite impressed with it. She's going to have to do some work from a wide gate, the jockey, but I think she can do it. Rochelle Milne, and I reckon she can get it some cover. I think it'd be very hard to beat around the $5 mark.
Very good. Now I'm going to stay with you.
Yep.
I want to know your thoughts on game two of Origin last night.
Game two of Origin. Look, I'm excited because I go into game three and the series is alive. I thought that the game was only okay, but I think
both games haven't been great.
Rain had a bit to do with it. There's a lot of dubious reffing decisions, maybe biased from the New South Wales point of view, which, you know,
they didn't deserve to win though, did they?
I don't think they played great. I think they made some bad errors and in that first half, they gave away tries and kept giving away penalties when they back-to-back sort of penalties and they cost themselves points. Look, and they could have won it at the end. Let's be realistic, they had enough time. Yep. But I do think the ref put his whistle away in the second half and he didn't put it away in the first half. So I'd have to say a 9-0 penalty count were Queensland 100% perfect half of footy, never gave away a penalty, never offside, never laid on the the ball area. I just think he pulled a couple up. The Payne Haas one, a penalty in the first half where he just basically gave him a piggyback penalty out of the danger zone. And then there was a knock on that he called a knock on, then just went, no, it was a penalty. Like, there's a few iffy ones there. I don't know. For me, it was a little bit dusty, the game in regards to the reffing, but New South Wales didn't play great.
Cameron Munster, man of the match. Are you okay with that?
Ref got man of the match.
King's own. Anything to add or you did your money?
I did my money. Yeah. I liked overs in the game and I stupidly took overs into New South Wales in a double, so I was a bit dirty on myself for doing that. I thought it was a great game, actually. I disagree. I thought the standard of game in that rain was 10 out of 10.
Yeah, the rain was
it was hard. Bad. It was so tough. Some of the hits were unbelievable. They're going at it into each other 100 miles an hour.
I loved it. When Spencer Lenu tried to level Lindsay Collins, he got it pretty good. Like, I was sitting there going, they're teammates, but it's mate against mate, state against state.
It was very physical. I'm looking forward to the third game. I thought New South Wales came out, lost it obviously in the first half, and I thought they came out not like they did in the second half. I thought they didn't come out with the right attitude, and they cost themselves the match in the first half. You can't do that at Origin level, and they paid the price, but they were unlucky not to win. They scored 5-4 and lost by 2 points. So, and a 10-2 penalty count. So they're $1.40 in the third game, and I think they deserve to be that price. I think they'll win.
Will you go to the game, or?
I hope so. Yeah, I don't know. I just got to get through today first.
That's it. Let's go and have a look at the accountability of the Saturday set. Here it is. So, because it's the last episode, we'll check in. Outstanding work, boys. You should be proud of that. Very hard to do. So,
we hope
everyone else out there's made some advantage out of it all.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on 15, and that's from that's over a year's worth. So, from the 9th of March of 2024. I just want to say how important this stuff is, keeping accountability as well. On the Den, everybody's tips are kept accountable through Punter of the Year. So if you're following anyone's tips who doesn't keep any stats at all, or if you don't keep any stats yourself, you're flying blind. So you must be accountable and honest with yourself and your own punting and anybody else's punting that you're following, because these stats are real, and on the den they're real, and it's really important to keep them if you want to be a winning punter.
Now, what are you going to be up to over the next, probably might even be close to 2 months before we're back during the Saturday set? It's a bit of a quieter time. What are you going to be doing?
Well, it ain't quieter for me, because I'm punting 7 days a week, and I've just launched the King Zone, which is putting out form 7 days a week on every race. I've got my head down and I'm working hard through the winter months. And I might take a break later in the year, but no, I'm going hard.
So nothing changes for you?
Nope. Yeah. I love it.
Fizz, anything? What about you, mate? Nothing really changes for you much?
No, the next couple of months we're busy in here, so I'll be helping out, doing whatever I've got to do in here to get the King Zone tipping up and running. And
give people the best service
possible. We're betting still, and still throwing up a few tips on the den whenever I can. And other than that, mate, like, I just want to shout out to Johnny Chamon. I got to say, I've never seen a bigger freak on the horses. So, well done, mate.
Trackside Trav flying as well on the den.
Yeah, good on you, Trav. He's a champion bloke too, Trackside Trav.
Yeah, but he's been so many winners, both of them.
Oh, unbelievable.
Great to see.
It's so good. It's such a hard thing to do, but they consistently do it, and it's unbelievable.
But they make sense with their descriptions too. It's not a fluke.
No, 100%.
None of these results are a fluke.
Like, no, they work
we've been
hard.
Doing this for 25, 30 years, yep. And those boys have been at it for a long time too. Mm. It's not a fluke, Richard.
No, hard work. They work hard.
Hard work.
I don't know what Trav does, because we don't know much about he does in the background. I'm sure he works hard at it, but we know Johnny Chamon.
I tell you what, he's a genius on trackside, is the tennis.
Yeah, yeah.
Tennis is his go. He's very, very good.
Outstanding. All right, just about time to wrap up. Few things to talk about. Next week I'm doing a Stars of the Autumn and Winter with Dano. I'm well prepared. He was very happy with it. I gave him a good script and a good brief. He said, this is fantastic, mate. I'm ready to go.
Beautiful.
So me and Dano will be in here next Wednesday, going hard, talking about all the great horses and all the great races over the last few months. We're doing our last Mates Mode pot for the campaign next Thursday night. Probably the best greyhound racing night of the year. Brisbane Cup, Queensland Cup night. Me, Troy Little and JC will be putting together a set. The sets have been good.
Yeah, we're doing a few mates modes over spring too, I heard you saying
before.
Yeah,
we've just got to finalise everything, yeah. So that'll be fun.
Be fun.
Looking forward to that. And that's about it. So I want to say thank you to Racing Queensland, who came on board for the last part of the Saturday set. Really appreciate that support. Big thank you to Ladbrokes. We really appreciate the support they give us. Makes it easier for us to do all this kind of stuff. That's about it. Thank you, boys.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone out there. Stay safe over the winter months, and we'll be back real soon. Up the den.